This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast, our 66th episode. I'm Mark Berry. This week on Top Shelf, Cole Fournier of the Fernie Ghostwriters joins Emmanuel Sequeira, and he talks about his season and playing with his brother. Brady Ogo of the Revelstoke Grizzlies joins the podcast a little bit later on to talk about his play and what the Grizz have to do to get past the Riders. Also, discussion on coaching changes and junior hockey returning to the North Caribou. But first,
Fournier from a tough angle going wide, trying to get it out in front. Code going there to try to get the rebound. They end up on the board.
We're getting a penalty here.
Lallier. Shot scores! Fournier.
Boy, Fournier did a nice job of burying that puck.
I'm speaking with Cole Fournier of the Fernie Ghostwriters. Cole, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you for having me, Emmanuel.
Start off, Cole, congrats to you and your teammates advancing to the Tech Cup final. What was that feeling like for you guys beating Beaver Valley to win the series to advance?
The feeling was amazing. Obviously, it's a long year and we put in a lot of work, got a lot of different pieces put into place in order to make that happen. And going through three series is obviously really hard as well. So it was really good to get that done and get it done in front of our home fans as well. It was another nice treat.
Was there any nerves within you guys going back home up 3-2?
I think so, a little bit. I know our team does obviously calm down quite a bit being at home because we play in front of a really great crowd. Definitely backs us a lot. So it gives us definitely an extra bit of energy. But the nerves were for sure there, especially since we started out the series going out 3-0. To lose two back-to-back was tough. But we rallied and knew we just had to take it one game at a time and one period at a time.
So what is it like for you to be able to play for the Tech Cup as a 20-year-old? I mean, this is your third and final season in the league.
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, I think this is probably the way any 20-year-old would want to go out in the finals for their last year. So it means a lot to me for sure. And I know it means just as much to my teammates as well. And obviously, if we can finish off and win, that'd be even better.
Now, let's talk about your play and how you've been helping out the team. You have 12 points in 17 playoff games. I mean, how do you feel that you've been playing in the playoffs?
I think I've been playing pretty well. I think my last series was really good for me. Yeah, I think playoffs is definitely a whole different game in itself, a lot more intense, a lot of physicality and stuff. So you definitely have to rise to the occasion. And I think our forward group, along with myself, is doing a really good job of that.
Just kind of looking at your profile, like this year, points-wise, has been a career year for you. Do you even feel that overall this season that you've improved a lot as a player?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, it being my third year in the league as well, that helps. But I think I've kind of just found my game a little bit this year, especially on the offensive side of things. I tend to think I'm kind of a 200-foot player and can help out anywhere on the ice and be in any situation. But I think the offensive side is something I definitely focused on and definitely excelled at a little more this year.
Yeah, because even looking at like your playoff numbers from previous years, you contribute quite well.
Playoffs are kind of a good time for me. I enjoy the way playoffs are played and the physicality of it. And I think it just, I don't know, I rise to the occasion, I guess. I try to.
And this year, you've been joined by your brother, Coden. I mean, like, talk about what it's been like to play with him.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Obviously, anytime you can play any sport with your brother is a pretty cool experience. And then, obviously, the caliber of player he is, the fact we were able to get him was a huge help to our team. And, so that's another thing. Also, it being my last year in the league, another cool thing to kind of end out with is playing with your brother. And we've had lots of times where we're playing on the same line together and stuff as well, which is very good. And I think our chemistry works well. So it's quite the experience. Yeah.
Now I know that you're 2 years older than him. So does that mean, is this the first time that you've ever played on a team with him?
Yeah, it is. We played like lacrosse when we were younger together, just because of like age group differences. But this is the first time we've actually been on the same hockey team together, which is pretty cool.
You mentioned about getting him on the team. Like, did he have a lot of different options, or what helped him come and decide to play for Fernie?
he was in the AJHL before he came to Fernie. So most guys would probably want to stick around and try to stay in whatever league they are. But he wanted to come to Fernie. And obviously me being here and a good group of Edmonton guys actually on our Fernie team. So lots of guys he would have played with or played around and stuff like that. And then knew it was, we were going to have a really good team this year as well. So I think that was probably a big factor in it.
Because is this his first year of junior hockey?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he was still a midget last year with Shawnigan Lake.
Just kind of like talk about the skill that your brother brings, like what makes him the player that he is.
Yeah, for sure. He Coden's a great skater and sees the ice really well, especially for his size. He plays a very 200-foot style game as well. So he can honestly contribute anywhere. And with obviously the skill that he has, he's that much more effective in both zones. So, I mean, having him added into all of our situations is a big plus for sure.
And the two of you have connected on goals during the playoffs and such. Talk about what that's like for the two of you to chip in offensively together.
It's super cool. I mean, obviously, we've never obviously played on the same team together, but we always have had very good chemistry whenever we've been on the ice. And then obviously scoring goals and then looking over and seeing that it was your brother that passed it to you or you passed it to him and he's celebrating. It's a pretty cool feeling. I don't think I'll ever get that one back. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Your parents must love that.
Yeah, they definitely do. Yeah, I think they were as happy as I was and as Coden was that he was coming to Fernie. I think they were probably the most happy getting to watch both of us in the same place and play together. And then obviously with the playoffs we're having as well, they're eating it all up. So
you guys get ready to play Revelstoke for the championship. What do you think that matchup is going to be like?
I think it's going to be a hell of a matchup, to be honest. I think it's going to be a war, first of all. And then I think both teams have a very potent offense, but I think it's going to be a defensive battle with the goaltending and just the decor that both teams have. And I don't know. It's going to be super exciting. I'm pumped. I know my team is. And
Unlike Revelstoke, who has been mainly obviously riding goaltender Joseph Kuchaslow, you guys have been using both Nick Kunick and Levi Hall. And do you find that being able to use both guys has really helped you guys have success?
Yeah, definitely. I think playoffs is super grueling, and I think it's kind of an underrated beat on the goalies. I think they take a lot of they obviously take a lot of pucks, but they get pretty tired and banged up throughout the series as well, even though they're not taking hits necessarily. And so I think us having like a 1A, 1B goaltenders are kind of it's helping us spread out their workload as well. So they're fresher all the time when they're in and more intense and stuff like that. There's no fatigue. They're able to stay sharp.
Obviously you need to score more goals than the other team to win, but what do you think is going to be is there one or two key things that you guys need to do to get the results that you want?
Yeah, I mean, Revelstoke's a pretty consistent playoff team. I want to say they've been to the finals the last four of the five or something like that. So we know what they're going to bring. I think after being through three series now, you kind of get an idea of what every team brings to the table in playoffs. The biggest thing with Revelstoke is making sure we play them physical and keep playing our brand of hockey, which is simple, and getting pucks in deep, not crazy flashy or anything like that. And then when we get our opportunities, is the biggest thing, we'll be finishing them as well. I mean, they have a great goaltender on that end and a great decor. So any opportunity we get, we're going to definitely have to take advantage of and limit theirs as well. So I think those are probably the two biggest things, is playing our hockey and then finishing our chances when we get it and limiting theirs.
That's Cole Fournier of the Fernie Ghost Riders. Cole, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Tech Cup Finals are here. The Revelstoke Grizzlies and the Fernie Ghost Riders. The Grizzlies got past Chase, Kamloops, and Princeton, while the Ghost Riders got by Creston Valley, Columbia Valley, and Beaver Valley. Congratulations to the city of Quesnel and the North Caribou on the return of junior hockey. The Quesnel River Rush will play out of the 1,300-seat West Fraser Center, built in 2017. The head coach and general manager is Dale Ledoon. Good news for Quesnel is unfortunately bad news for Armstrong. We'd like to express our gratitude here on the podcast to the fans and volunteers of the Knights for their support of the team over the years. It's been a tough few weeks. Also announced this past week, the Merritt Centennials will be joining the KIJHL as the 21st team. It's great to see that that long history of junior hockey, 50-plus years, will continue in the Nicola Valley. In addition to Coach Dooner, there were other coaching announcements in the past 7 days. Levi Stewart is the new head coach general manager of the 100 Mile House Wranglers. He was an assistant for 2 seasons with the Nipawin Hawks of the SJHL. Lucas Tyrell is the head coach general manager of the Williams Lake Mustangs from the Central Cariboo. Coach Tyrell played hockey in the KI, Dub, CIS, and some pro in the CHL. And announced earlier today, Friday, the Creston Valley Thundercats have signed Jordy Woodrick as their new head coach and general manager. He's pretty excited about the opportunity.
Like, I feel very honored right now. It's a great opportunity for myself and to be able to have my first head coaching and general manager position in my coaching career. And I think Creston is a great town. From everything that I've learned so far in my short time chatting with them, it seems like a great organization, and their vision for the future, that's something I'm excited to be a part of.
He was an assistant coach for the SJHL Melville Millionaires.
First year coaching at junior level, I'd been coaching like youth hockey before that, and a lot of my coaching experience over the last few years has been working in skill development and doing a lot of one-on-one sessions with kids from youth age all the way up to junior, college, and minor pro. This past year was my first year coaching in the team dynamic, and it was actually a great experience for me out in Melville, and we had a really good season, and we were able to turn things around there in Melville, hockey-wise and also business-wise for that team.
Jordy Woodrick, new head coach and general manager for the Creston Valley Thundercats. The Huddle Instat players of the week were forward Luke Aston and defenseman Mikhail Hrechka, both of the Revelstoke Grizzlies, and goaltender Nick Kunick from the Fernie Ghost Riders. Riley Enns from the Ghost Riders is the Next Shift Network young gun. Let's get Emmanuel back here. He's talking with Brady Ogo of the Revelstoke Grizzlies.
Brady, welcome to Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Brady, first off, congratulations on you and the team winning the Okanagan Shuswap Conference title and advancing to the Tech Cup championship. What's that like?
Of course, it's a great experience, but we didn't play all this way to just end off on that note. There's still more to come and still more battles to be won.
What do you guys take from that series to carry into the next one that'll help you?
Princeton was a very good team. Well-structured. They fought hard, and those games could have gone either way, but we battled through a lot of adversity through those games. It's nice to have guys show our younger guys too what it's like to battle through all those tough challenges to gain our confidence too.
With the exception of the last game, most of the games were fairly close. In that last game, you guys were able to take advantage of some opportunities and really kind of pull away.
Even in that last game, every time we play Princeton, all my 3 years, it's always been well-fought games, very close games. They're a really strong team, and I'm happy we came away with the win.
What do you and your teammates like about the way you guys are playing heading into the Tech Cup final?
We're very structured right now. Confidence is pretty high right now, but we have a lot of support with each other. Nobody's on their own. We all have each other's backs, and we're really gelling together as one group.
I guess without giving away too much of what your coach talks to you guys about to get ready for the Tech Cup, what can you share that's kind of a key message of what you guys want to be able to do against Fernie to win the championship?
Just work hard. That's all you can do in this last series. It's a fourth round of playoffs. It's a grind. It's a battle. Just keep playing the way we have been, stick to our structure, and just work hard.
You guys played Fernie once this season at home. It was a 3-2 overtime victory in their favor. But talk about, like, what do you anticipate? What's that series going to be like?
They got a rink exactly like ours. It's going to be very loud either way. And they're a big team, so we're prepared to have a very aggressive game. We know it's going to be a huge battle, a lot of body. But overall, it's just going to be two teams putting everything on the line to try to come away victorious.
What do you think the series is going to be like?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be very aggressive, fast-paced, very well-structured. I know they're a very good, strong team. they've proven it by making it all the way this far. Same with us, but it's going to be rough.
How do you feel that you've been playing this postseason to help the team?
I like my play so far. I haven't been getting a lot of points, but that's not all that matters. I've played a more defensive style game, even being as a centerman, but I'm helping my team out, giving them confidence to do their own thing. And I just like being there, having the guys with the comfort, knowing that I always got their back.
When you're playing at your best, what are the things that you're doing well to help the team?
I'm walking up our D zone, getting my pins in the corners, getting the pucks out, and not overcomplicating things, just trying to keep it simple.
Because I was looking at the past two playoff seasons, you've always collected 7 points. So you're kind of on that pace to do it again.
Yep. Same thing all 3 years.
Your brother Zach played in the league with the Creston Valley Thundercats. And you guys had played against each other a few times. What was that like?
Well, we've actually only played against each other once. Last year was our first ever time playing against each other. Obviously, we were both really excited, but unfortunately, Zach won in overtime. I'll admit it. As much as I hate to say it, but he came out with the win. But that was a huge experience, just finally being able to play against him instead of with him on my blue line, as I did all growing up. It was nice to finally be able to go hit him in the corners.
So has your brother been following along and watching your playoff run with the Grizzlies this season?
Yeah, he texts me almost after every single game how I played. He normally tells me to get my together, but oh, pardon my language.
That's okay. Because what is he doing nowadays?
He's going to school at McEwen in Edmonton. He's off in university. I know he's just, every time I play, he sends me a photo. He's got my game on his laptop or something just at home.
That's awesome. That must be great to have that support from your brother.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Talking about your playoff experience before, you've been with the team for obviously many deep playoff runs. How important is that experience for you, and especially maybe relaying that to the younger guys who haven't been there like you have?
It's nice because there's three of us on the team. Myself, Luke Gaston, and Joe Kuchaslo, who actually our first years did end up going all the way. So we have the experience. We know what to expect. And it makes it easier when you can talk from experience, and the guys really do listen because they know you've done it before. We're telling them, don't get your heads up too high. Like, we got to stay even. We can't get too confident. Don't get too down on yourself. It's going to be a grind. It helps with the experience knowing, even with our younger guys, that they can rely on us.
That's Brady Ogo of the Revelstoke Grizzlies. Brady, thanks for joining us on Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.
Fife back to pick it up. He'll leave it there for Aston. Ahead for Ogo. Dishes on the right side for Patola. Ouellette quickly back to pick it up. That's off a leg. Centering pass. That got back to the point. Here's Ogo turning on the left side. Dishes up top on the right side. Fife, there's a shot. Another deflection in front. Rebound, and what a save by Lazinski. Another chance, and they score. It's Brady Ogo again. He picks the far side. It's his second of the afternoon, his sixth of the season, and it's 4-1.
Our thanks this week to the KIJHL broadcasters, in particular Mike Johnstone, Dan McSkimming, and Ted Carswell. KIJHL Director of Communications Emmanuel Sequeira, Revelstoke Grizzly Brady Ogo, and Fernie Ghostwriter Cole Fournier. We'd also like to recognize Nick Shift Network and Flow Hockey, which brings our players closer to their families and friends back home. I'm Mark Berry. This is Top Shelf, the KIJHL podcast. We're back in 7 days.